Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gator, this is funny. Sauce Gardner, who was here at B-Dubs yesterday, tweeted out the following. If we draft Rome, Bowers, MHJ, Marvin Harrison Jr., Neighbors, or Joe Alt, I will be announcing the pick today. If anybody else besides the guys I named are the pick at 10, y'all will not see me announcing the pick. And then he followed that up with, I am a licensed troll. Proceed with caution.
Love it. I love this guy.
Unbelievable.
Oh, he's great.
Hilarious.
He's so great. Great for the game. Amazing player. And that's just funny. You know what else that is? That's a little bit of, hey, Aaron Rodgers, stay in your lane. All right, I'm the star of this team.
Oh, you think?
I'm going to call some shots here.
Wow.
Why not? Yep. Let's start some more controversy there. Yeah, there's one of the talking points that the guys are doing with all the NFL talk is, hey, will the Jets take a player that's going to be there with Aaron Rodgers, or are they going to have to take a player like an offensive lineman that may have to develop? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be happy if they take a lineman that may take a little bit to develop? Or do they want, like, Brock Bowers right away?
Screw Aaron Rodgers.
I know, exactly. That's why I like this with you know, Sauce Gardner. It's like, hey, I'm going to make the pick if it's this, or this.
Hilarious. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to some phone calls. We go to Greg. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys, man. I'm just so excited for Detroit. I'm so excited for you guys. I mean, what a great time to be a Lions fan. What a great time to have a winning squad. This is just so exciting. I'm so overwhelmed as a fan. I don't even know how to act. I really don't. As far as, yeah, I'm telling you, it's just incredible. I feel like Scrooge on Christmas morning. It's just incredible. But anyway, please, I don't want Garrett Goff to get into his feelings by any stretch of the imagination. We're on the national scene. Celebrate him on the national scene by giving him a great contract. Celebrate
him. Careful. What happened there?
Oh, I don't know. Celebrate him. It's my boss. He knows I'm on the radio. But celebrate him. Celebrate him on the national stage. You know, you gave him, and he is an astronomical player, so he needs astronomical money. I mean, what quarterback do you know that threw 400 passes and thrown an interception? What quarterback do you know that came back with 3 minutes on the clock, 13 points down, orchestrated a offensive drive that was just one for the ages? He's my superhero. He's an extraordinary person. He's an extraordinary guy. He's an extraordinary quarterback. We have an extraordinary city.
So you know what?
Team.
You brought this up, please. And I'm glad you did, and that is how much Jared Goff loves being here. He makes no bones about it. He came to Detroit, and I would say that he was antsy about coming to Detroit. I would say that he was concerned about what the future held for him. And he has adopted this town. And I've said this before about golf.
He's adopted him as well. I mean, for him,
I hope so.
Town to celebrate him like they did Matthew Stafford. I mean, I'm a gear guy. Please don't let him get in his feelings. I don't want that to happen. Sign him now while we're on the national stage. And I don't want Adam Schefter in our business. I don't want that noise coming from Adam Schefter. I don't want to hear nobody. Sign Jared Goff. You know, give him
they'll
his
get it done.
Due
Look,
now
Greg,
on the national stage. He's worth it.
They'll get it done. They'll get it done.
I mean, Craig.
Everybody just relax a little bit.
I hope he doesn't get in his feelings, and I'm glad you brought that up. And that's the problem with letting it ride. I think that, and this is where I would get concerned. If they don't sign him this summer, he seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but is he not the unquestionable leader of this team? And do the guys not love Jared Goff?
I think they do. I think this team has grown together, and he was like the leadership of that group when he got here because he had been in the league, and you know here they are starting fresh with a bunch of really young players. Yeah, absolutely. He has turned into the leader of this team, and I showed you during the commercial break this little bit that he did for a Netflix special on Axel Foley.
Endearing
himself again to Detroit. Hey, when I came to Detroit, I need to learn. Who did I learn from? I learned from the best, Axel Foley.
It is really funny.
So it's just another sign that this guy's all into Detroit. I think he's absolutely all in, and they'll get it done. I'm not that worried. Now,
I don't want any commitment to him to be questioned. I don't want anything but him being as comfortable and happy as he can be while they're trying to win a Super Bowl next year.
I might agree with you on the part that if they don't have it done before the season begins,
yeah,
do I move off the everything Irie part?
Everything not Irie?
Everything not so Irie, right.
Yeah.
I might be worried at that, but maybe or antsy, I guess. Because then you get into the whole – the logical thing that the player says or that the agent releases is that we're going to table conversations on an extension until after the season because we're just going to focus on the season. That's not usually a good sign.
It just feels like that would then start to creep in some doubt, and I don't want any distractions this year. Go win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Have a ready to go, no distractions, get it done. And I hope that they do, and I hope it's contract like these contracts that when we took the deep dive into the numbers, it doesn't look as cumbersome as it did yesterday. 248-539-9797. Greg, thank you for the phone call. Who do we got next here? It would be Tony. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. I think they're going to do a contract this summer with Goff, but I think it's going to be after June 1st because isn't there another wave of free agents, especially the one from, and I can forget his name, from New Orleans. He's a corner. And
Marcus Lattimore.
There you go. And I think they're going to do a deal with him. And I think Goff is just saying, hey, take care of him and any other free agents that are going to pop up on the summer because there's always one or two, but especially Lattimore. And I think that's – and then he'll fit in after that. I think he's kind of working with them to make sure that they, you know, fill any holes that they have.
You could be right. They could be waiting for, making another move, bringing in another veteran, seeing what the cap situation is, maybe figuring out how much money they want to have around at the trade deadline, which, of course, could be in play more so this year. You want to be prepared to add that final piece if it's necessary come the trade deadline. And just because they didn't make the big move this year, don't be fooled and don't think that means they won't. I just don't think they loved either the players or the asking price that were available this year, and that's fine. That doesn't mean that they won't do it. Just this one year not doing it doesn't mean that they won't do it. They're in a position where it could make a ton of sense. So saving money for the trade deadline's part of it, but wait to see if you can get a Lattimore. You're right. I mean, that's a player with a contract already that you'd have to pay. So excellent point by you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Tony. Edward, you're next here on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Edward?
Good afternoon, guys. I guess I'm going to be the ants to the picnic here. You know, for everybody that's antsy about Jared Goff, you know, let's just take a moment and realize this. There are no more Jared Goffs coming into the league. Jared Goff is a, like him or not, love him or hate him, He's an immobile pocket passing quarterback with an average arm. He's also proven to be, over the course of his entire career, one of the worst under pressure quarterbacks in the entire league. It's documented. And so here's Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, the owners, building this emerging modern football team. And you're going to tell me you're going to invest Pat Mahomes' money into this quarterback. They've done a wonderful job of getting great value from Goff. But now it's put up or shut up time in regards to how you're going to build this team. And to say that they're going to spend $150 million on Goff, and then you're going to be forced to protect him, for him to be effective, you're going to be forced to displace money into your offensive line and other places compared to skilled players, players that you may be able to stretch the field with, et cetera, just to ensure Goff is effective. I hope that they keep their cards to the vest, let the season play out, and if this guy lights it up, you got a franchise tag next year. But don't be in a hurry to sign a player who has an outdated game with quarterbacks that are now modern, athletic, and dynamic.
2 years ago, Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl.
He has got one of the best arms in the history of the football game. You saw what he can do on the move. Matt Stafford can make plays on the move, a great cannon arm. Those are things that Goff can't do. Once he's forced to move, he's ineffective.
Well, I will tell you this, because it really comes down to, and I appreciate the phone call, and I'm open to other opinions. To some people, what you just described is super important, quarterback mobility. To others, it's not as important. And to me, it's not as important as it is to you. And that's fine. We have a difference of opinion here. I think it is on the list of quarterback traits that interest me, but behind ability to quickly process information, accuracy, arm strength, I've got it behind a bunch of those. I think that this guy's ability in this offense to have one of the top five offenses in the NFL in almost every metric with him in command is perfectly fine with me. I don't care how you get it done. There's multiple ways to get it done. And Jared Goff got it done. Last year, they didn't go to the Super Bowl, and it had less to do with the offense than it did the defense. The offense was just fine with Jared Goff. And the whole idea that you have to protect him, they've got the people in-house that can protect him.
Well, there was a story that came out. Was this from? This is, let me make sure I get this right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From USA Today Network. And it talks about him, Jared Goff, under pressure. And this came out in the middle of January. So Lions getting into the playoffs. And it says the classic narrative on Goff is that he crumbles under pressure and that he just can't handle it. That's just not true. In fact, it's pretty far from the truth. Goff is actually one of the league's best passers against the blitz. Per Pro Football Focus, Goff was blitzed on 255 of his dropbacks this season. That's the third most in the NFL. He didn't crumble. He completed 64.6% of the passes for 1,885 yards, 13 touchdowns, and 6 picks. That's the most from any quarterback against the blitz. Only Brock Purdy threw more touchdowns, and only Jordan Love completed more passes. Now, the previous year, if you go back to 2022, it wasn't as good. But last year, he improved vastly. Now, I think it also helps that the offensive line is as good as it is. We know that he's got his limitations.
If you don't think you can win with a quarterback with his mobility, then I'm not going to argue with you. That's your belief. I don't believe that to be the case.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.